he says that revenue is for show, profit is for dough. And so put that on social media. There you go.
Welcome to Masters of Home Service, a podcast by Jobber. Each week, we talk to successful home service entrepreneurs and experts in their field to learn how they built their company so we can make your business more profitable and more efficient. We're in Las Vegas at Blue Wire Studios, and today we are talking about how to avoid plateaus in your business. We have Paul Jamison. Paul, you're the host of the Green Industry Podcast based out of the Southeast. Thanks for being here.
Good to be back.
Yeah. And Erica, you are the founder and the starter of Croupin's Poopin' Scoopin' out of Michigan.
I am.
And that is a fast-growing business.
Thank you. Yeah, I always say business is really picking up.
Exactly. So the topic is how to avoid plateaus in your business. And a lot of our listeners might have gotten to this point. They've been growing. And all of a sudden, the last couple of months, they're realizing the phone isn't ringing as much. The leads are drawn, not as many leads, maybe even clients aren't saying yes as often. What are some of the reasons that might be the case? Paul, what do you think?
Definitely market saturation. And it might be different in the pooping, scooping world, but lawn care, anybody, you know, we call them Chuck in the truck, can grab a truck, a lawnmower, and you're in business. And so what we're seeing with the volatile economy is a lot of people are getting into the lawn care business, causing market saturation. And we were talking off air last night. TikTok in 2019, you could make below average content and get all these amazing results. I told her my first TikTok in 2019, I got like 9,000 views. Next one was like 10,000 views, just like running in the field with my dog. I was like, how did I get 10,000 views? Then the next video I had 2.9 million views. My third video on TikTok, I had 10,000 viewers overnight because there was no market saturation. All these teenagers were scrolling through TikTok in 2019. Not enough people were making content. It happened again last year on Instagram when they started Instagram Reels. I started making Instagram Reels and they blew up because there wasn't a lot of people making it. The market wasn't saturated. So it's the same thing in the lawn care world. You might have started out and you might have been the only, you know, dominant player in the neighborhood. Then the economy got a little tough and now all these people are starting side hustle lawn care businesses, saturating the market. And you have to really regroup and think. Online and social media world, it gets saturated. You got to get better. And then in the home service-based business, you have to understand when the market gets saturated, you got to step up your game.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. With the poop scooping, it's not so much market saturation so much. It's more about creating awareness for the industry because a lot of people don't know. They don't know that a poop scooping business even exists. Mm-hmm. And if you are a business owner and you're like a solo entrepreneur like I was, when you get overwhelmed and it's time to hire somebody and you're trying to figure out new policies and procedures, you only have so much time in the day, right? And so sometimes your marketing starts to go down. And if you stop marketing, then people don't know that your service is available. They can't find you. Boom, plateau.
I think there's a lot of different reasons that companies plateau. I think one of them is definitely marketing related. I think leads and all that. But there's also other things. There's internal plateaus. And a lot of times the business might be growing from a revenue standpoint, or you might have way more reviews on Google than you had last year, but something just doesn't feel right. Like maybe internally things aren't going well. We'll get into that a little bit later. But what are some other reasons that business plateau from a marketing standpoint? Do you guys have anything to share about that?
Creativity, right? What do you post? Who do you talk to? Some people don't know their ideal customer. They're trying to speak to everybody. And when you try to speak to everybody, you don't speak to anybody. Mm-hmm. And you fall flat. And so I think it's really important to figure out, take the time, who is that ideal customer? Who is it that you're trying to speak to and really speak to that person and be consistent with it and figure out almost your brand identity. And when you first start in business, it's hard. It's like, what's a brand identity? I'm going through that right now. I am in that struggle of the internal plateau. But 2024 is going to be much different.
How come?
Because I'm reaching out to people. I am making connections, being around people that are smarter than me, that can guide me and say, yeah, this is painful. This is hard. But you need to get through this hard stuff in order to get to the next level. Because if not, you're not only going to stay the same, you're going to go backwards. And I can't have that for my business.
You're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. And Adam, I think that when it comes to marketing, we think we're doing a good job, and we're thinking, "Oh no, I'm pretty aggressive with marketing." But the reality is, most of that messaging, you know, gets missed. And I think we mentioned on season one about the movies back in the 1920s. they used to have what was called the rule of sevens. You had to have seven touches to convince someone to go see your movie on Friday or Saturday night. They did that through radio or the newspaper. And now we live in this high-tech world. I know, Erica, we were poolside last night in Vegas talking about TikTok, how awesome it is to be online. But now it's like 21 touches to get someone's attention because there's so much, especially here in Las Vegas. I woke up this morning and there's advertising on the hotel across the street. Mm-hmm. It's like 5:59 in the morning and I'm being marketed to some show. So our marketing needs to be more aggressive than we think it has to be because people are inundated with so much. So I think we need to be doing more than we think. And there's so many wonderful ways to do that. And that's going to help logjam us out of the plateau is marketing. I think that's a brilliant solution to getting out of the rut.
So Jeff Joyner has a new book out and I have been reading it. And he's talking about you're not selling Tupperware, you're not selling poop scooping, you're not selling landscaping. What are you selling? Convenience. And so you need to figure out what are you actually giving your customer that they want and thinking outside the box and not push you're going to get your lawn mowed, you're going to get your dog poop scooped. You got to think outside the box.
I mean, your clients don't want their 3-year-old stepping in the poop and then bringing the house. That's gross, right? So that's what they're buying. They're buying cleanliness on their kids and all that kind of stuff. I think that that's a great point. I think that when it comes to marketing, I think entrepreneurs just have a tendency to just set it and forget it and this worked, yard signs worked, and then just never reevaluating it. So that's 2 years later, it's like, where are our leads? Well, you haven't thought about leads in 2 years. So that might be why they're starting to dry up. You got to give it some attention. You got to give some love. You need to give some care. And you need to reevaluate those markets. Some things are tried and true. Yard signs are tried and true. Nine rounds are true. There's some things. Google ads, those are tried and true. But gosh, do you really want to just set Google ads on, set and forget it, and then just spend so much money without ever reevaluating it? You would never do that. There's other things that you should never do that too. And so basically just forgetting about your marketing is not a good plan.
Oh, I agree. Because when you start your business, right, you only have so much funds. You only know so much. So you make your marketing material, you reach out to people and they do it. And then when you reach another income level, you can afford better marketing material, better signs. And so a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we're stressed out. We don't have a lot of time. We're maxed out. It's like, oh, do we really want to go through that again?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We have to get to that next phase in business.
That's a great point. So what does mindset have to do with plateau? So let's pretend there's a listener out there. She just realized her business is plateauing. What kind of mindset does she need to have in the next 90 days to push through it?
Quit being a crybaby. Really, I feel like I'm talking to myself because I'm going through this right now. Quit being a crybaby, get over it, and start making the connections and start taking the time to push through it because it's going to be so much better on the other side.
Yeah, I think there's two things. When you get into a little bit of rut, you need education. You need knowledge to get to that next level, and you need networking. And oftentimes, this could take an investment of money. Tomorrow, I'm getting on a plane to go hang out with Mr. Beast and these guys in Texas who are way further along than me in social media, and I'm paying a lot of money to be around them to learn more about what they're excellent at. And secondly, is networking. Who in your community is further ahead of you in business? I'm not talking about top line revenue because there's some people there, you mentioned earlier, I do X amount of million or X amount of million, but they're barely profitable. So find someone who's got good profit margins that you respect, that's local, that you can actually network with and go grab coffee with, go grab lunch with, and network, network, network. Because when you surround yourself with people who are further along than you, whether it's in a poop and scooping business, a lawn care business, or any painting business, whatever the business is, find someone who's like a step or two ahead of you, network with them, add some value to their life, and that's going to help you kind of see how you can get to the next level.
Well, this is great. Let's take a quick pause and talk about some of the reasons that you guys use Jobber for your business. Paul, how has Jobber made your business better?
Yeah, getting paid, man. I could tell you stories all day long about when people say the check's in the mail. That drives me crazy because it's usually not in the mail. I can't tell you how many times, Adam, I put my key in the mailbox, I said a prayer, I twisted it, I opened it, and I got coupons at a Chinese restaurant, but I don't have my check. But with Jobber, literally, I can send the invoice and they can just pay it with their card on file, and I can see that they opened it. If you can get paid faster, it will give you more peace of mind. As a business owner, when you're stressed out about money, then your employees can sense that, your customers can sense that. But when you get paid faster, you have margin in your bank account, then you can focus on serving your customers. So Jobber allows you to do that. You know, if you have a lawn mowing maintenance business, you definitely need to get cards on file for your customers so you can get paid right away.
Yeah, mine's more the organization. I'm a chaos, I'm a tornado, right? And so there's notebooks everywhere and I lose the notebook, I misplace the notebook. So having everything within Jobber, all the customer communication, all of the notes, it stopped me from waking up in the middle of the night, like, did I reroute this person? Did I skip this person? Because in the beginning, I skipped customers, and I don't do that now with Jobber.
Skipping customers is not a good thing.
Oh, it's a terrible feeling to get that message, like, you didn't come to my house today. You have to learn quick to stay in business, because that's unacceptable.
Listeners to the podcast need an exclusive discount by going to jobber.com/podcastdeal. What are some even more practical ways to change your mindset around plateau and take it from being a curse to a blessing?
Write the stuff down, come up with a plan, and stick to the plan. And then also find an accountability partner. Find somebody that you can relate to, somebody that is further along in life, and have them hold you accountable. And like you had spoken on, you might have to spend the money into it. And a lot of times you do have to reinvest into your business, and don't be scared to spend it, because that person is really going to help you think outside of the brain that you're in right now to get you to the next brain, the brain that makes more money, that's more successful.
And it's not automatic, Erica, if you spend money on education that you're going to get an ROI. So do be careful, because there's a lot of sleazeball people out there. You'd be like, hey, you know, buy my course for X. It's like, dude, that's the best bunch of crap. But if you have, for example, an audiobook that somebody you respect recommends and said, hey, this is a really good audiobook I listened to. I just got a new audiobook subscription. They were running a sale, hashtag not sponsored, but it was like $159 for Audible, and I got 12 credits, but I got it on a discount. And so those 12 credits, I'm already just digesting all kind of audiobooks that have good reviews, that other people that I respect have like, hey, you should listen to this. And I'll just wake up in the morning. Erica knows this. I just bought a new massage chair. It's got Bluetooth speakers on it, and it does the whole thing. And so I can have my Bluetooth speakers in my massage chair, and I'm sitting there getting education from people who are much further. And the cool thing about books and audiobooks, they're usually about one topic. So it's usually about how to be better at sales, or how to be better in your marriage or in a relationship. And there's a topic to the audiobook. So that's a great way where you can educate yourself for $15 an audiobook versus, like I just mentioned, I'm spending a lot of money to go to an event. But either way, you can definitely invest in education. And once you think you're a know-it-all, oh, I got it all figured out, forget about it.
I don't need that.
Forget about it. And there's a lot of people in the lawn care business that are these grumpy old men that have it all figured out. And once I sense that on someone, I'm like, yikes, don't let that ever be me. I want to continuously be humble enough to learn.
If you hit a plateau, go back to what you're doing when it wasn't a plateau. Like, figure out what you're doing before. Go back to your basics. Hit the basics. Do what you're doing that got you to where you're going. And that might not always work, because we talked about some things expire, right? But you need to think back and, okay, I used to do this. I used to answer the phone every time it rang. Now I go to voicemail. I used to take my people out on a weekly basis for lunch, and I stopped doing that. There's things like that that got you to where you are that you just gradually have stopped doing. I want to change the topic a little bit, or change the direction a little bit. I think there's sometimes where we think we're in a plateau, but we're not really. We're just spinning our wheels. And eventually, as soon as we get to like a certain point, we're going to take off. If you can view a plateau as quiet growth, you know, like this, if an outsider was watching your company and they're like, well, he's in a plateau. We're not plateauing. We're just about to take to the next level. So we got to here, and then we plateaued, and then we're going to the next level. And I think from an operation standpoint, from an organization standpoint, or reevaluating all your marketing, or maybe you do a whole new round of hiring, or there's a lot of things that you can do internally, quietly, behind the scenes, to really get ready for the next level. And it's not really a plateau. It depends on how you measure it, right? Like if you're measuring just on revenue or lead flow, maybe it's a plateau. But if you view it as a way to actually change your business for the better, now it's not a plateau, now it's a launching pad.
Oh, I agree. I agree 110%. Because yeah, if you're financially kind of just, you know, staying where you're at, but you're building the systems, you're polishing stuff, you're working on your marketing material, yeah, you're ready to launch off.
Yeah.
You know, we need to prioritize stability, because we keep throwing out the term next level. But if you accelerate to the next level too fast, you don't have that foundation in place, it's going to crumble, and there's going to be some negative consequences. So sometimes you know, the top line revenue might not be skyrocketing, but if you are getting all of the foundation and the systems very stable, then what usually happens is things start to multiply and accelerate when everything's got a really strong foundation. So you got to be careful, especially in the social media era. A lot of these jokers are flashing this business that they have, especially some of these young kids are just like 19-year-olds and they're flashing all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, like you gotta get the foundation stable, because if it's not and you get to that next level prematurely, forget about it. Prioritize being stable. And then when you can grow from that place of strength, things accelerate swiftly.
Yeah. And a lot of times we get to a plateau we're talking about and we realize, oh, I need to tighten up a little bit. I need to get this stuff out of the trunk that's weighing down the car, like be more efficient. So let's pretend over a 2-year span that you're in a plateau, you're at $1 million revenue and you are at $1 million for 3 years in a row, but your net profit went from 5% to 10% to 15%. Is that a plateau?
No,
I don't think so. And so when we are confronted with less leads or coming in or the phone isn't ringing, make your business better. Make it better. Make it more efficient. Make it more profitable. I love what you said, stability. Stability is not the same as a plateau. Stability and consistency is what we want in a business, right? We don't want these constant up and downs. And so I love what you said about stability. I think that's so key, because if we can keep certain things in place, like revenue or lead flow, but we're making those leads squeeze more juice out of them, that's way better.
Greg Crabtree, he's an accountant that wrote this incredible book. He says that revenue is for show, profit is for dough. And so put that on social media. There you go.
That was a good one.
It is, but it's true, because we go to these trade shows. We have a lawn care trade show I was telling Eric about called the Equip Expo, and these guys walk around like, what'd you do last year? What'd you do last year? Mm-hmm. It's all top line, top line, top line, top line. And you can get caught in like comparing yourselves to what someone else is doing. But little do you know, you could be making more money doing less revenue but higher profit margin than them, and you sleep better at night. So
I think about top athletes. You know, they made their huge gains when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. They made some gains when they're 10, 11, 12, and some gains when they're... But eventually, the gain is so minute. But the ones who win championships are the ones who make that final 1%. You know, it's easy to get to 80% as an athlete. Most like college athletes are 80%. But what's really hard are those tiny tweaks between the 80 and 100, and that's what makes you LeBron James or Michael Jordan. That might not be the case for a lot of our listeners. A lot of our listeners might be in that early 7 or 8, 9 years old stage, and they need to keep, you know, getting after it. But it's really important that you have the proper mindset on what is a plateau and what am I doing about it and how am I viewing it as a way to make my business more profitable and more efficient. Any final thoughts?
I think you need to own up to it and be like, I'm in a plateau right now, and acknowledge it and then come up with a plan. Because some people just be like, oh, it's just slow. It'll get better. It's not going to get better if you don't make it.
If nothing changes, nothing will change. Paul?
Yeah, using the sports analogy, we're recording this on a Monday. So the NFL teams today, what are they doing? They're looking, the coaches, the coaching staffs, they're looking at their performance from yesterday and they're analyzing. You know, oh, this guy missed this block and that caused this sack. And they're looking and studying what they did yesterday. And then they're going to, you know, on Wednesday, when the players come back, they're going to, you know, acknowledge it. Like, hey, you missed that block and that caused this. And so I think you got to recognize in your business where you're doing something wrong and then regroup, make the pivot, make the adjustment.
That's a great episode. I'm going to recap it in 3 actionable steps. Number one, I like what Paul said. Don't set it and forget it. Reevaluate your plan and make sure that you're not doing things that have expired. You just keep doing those things. That's not going to work. Number two is your mindset. How are you changing a negative experience into a positive one? And number three, seek knowledge, seek community, seek accountability. Ask people to help you along the journey and grow with somebody else. Paul, Erica, thank you so much for being here today. How can guests learn more about you, Paul?
Green Industry Podcast on Instagram. And we also do a daily podcast Monday through Friday, Green Industry Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, et cetera.
Mine's a little bit more complicated. It's The Scoop Podcast, pretty much over all the social medias, or Croupin's Poopin' Scoopin' on all the social medias. You can find me.
Great. I'm thankful to our listeners for tuning in today. I really hope that you heard something that made your business more profitable and more efficient. I'm your host, Adam Sylvester. You can find me at adamsylvester.com. Remember, your clients and your employees need your very best. So go give it to them. We'll see you next week.